underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are continuing on our 8 steps series regarding healing marriages with step 4, sanctuary. Your home is your sanctuary. And making your home a sanctuary falls under the responsibilities of the husband to make it a safe place both physically, emotionally, and spiritually for both children and wife. This process starts with the husband prioritizing his family. The husband has to make sure that his household is in order first before considering helping or ministering to someone else, because ministry starts at home, as mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? The state of your home reflects the state of your heart. So, if your home is in disarray, that will also mean that your heart is troubled, and that troubled heart of yours will follow you wherever you go, and it will contaminate whatever you touch. So, for a husband, getting his heart right with God would equate to getting his household in order. The more the husband invites Holy Spirit in his heart and in his home, the more of a sanctuary his home is going to be. This means doing the things that are inviting to Holy Spirit. Things like family prayer, Christian music, displaying Bible verses throughout the house, anointing the home every day, being careful about how to entertain yourself, and so on. The other important aspect of making your home a sanctuary is raising your children according to the way of the Lord, as mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. A careful look at this scripture will highlight 3 important things in regards to a husband being a father. The first, children need a father. This requires the father to be physically present. Second, that the children do not need to be provoked to wrath. This requires the father to be emotionally present. And third, that the children need to be raised according to the way of the Lord. This requires the father to be spiritually present. In other words, a father being absent from any of these 3 levels will open up the children and even the wife to the powers of darkness. Now, when the father is physically present, it will bring comfort and safety to the wife and children. When the father is emotionally present, it will set the tone for the home to be safe and therefore will allow feelings to be expressed, hurts and pains to be purged out, which will prevent the home from burying their emotions and from becoming emotionally backed up. At last, when the father is spiritually present, he will allow Holy Spirit to raise up a standard against the devil and therefore prevent his house from being vulnerable spiritually. Remember that your home is where you retreat to rest and rejuvenate. So it is important to make sure that peace, love, joy, and life abide in your home. It is important that you invite Holy Spirit to dwell in your home, and so to make it a sanctuary for all. Amen?
Amen.
So work on making your home a sanctuary, and whenever you are ready, come back for our next step. That is step 5, forgiving the past. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.